this year. That period of time designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a period of return. Shuvo Yisroel. Return. That means that we take for granted that we have wandered. The one who never left home, he doesn't have to return. We take for granted that during the year, we have left home. And we're asked to return. These Aseres Yimei Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Oiri, the Rosh Hashanah, that day in the year when a Jew who has some contact with Torah Yiddishkeit begins to feel that a light is burning in his heart and lighting the way for him. Rosh Hashanah awakens him to the fact that there's more to life than the daily living that he's been going through an entire year, day after day, as a matter of rote. Even his Torah obligations, Torah, Tfile, Tzedoke, Mitzvah Anoshim Ulumodo, a matter of rote. Every morning you have to go to shul, you have to daven, but we pay little heed to the words that we express in our tefillahs. And those of us who have sdorim in learning, which is a most wonderful thing, which indeed gives content to life. But again, we get accustomed to this, a daily study period. But to feel not merely every day is something new, but that every moment in living is something new. We're not accustomed to that during the year. Rosh Hashanah brings to our consciousness that there's more to life than we have been feeling throughout the entire year. Hashem Oiri. There's a light that shines in the life of a Torah Jew. What exactly that is, we don't know. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Blow the shofar. And the Rambam says that we humans don't fathom the reasons for a mitzvah. We do not understand. It's beyond human comprehension to be able to understand what is the purpose of a mitzvah, why Hashem Yisborach in His kindness and goodness has commanded us to perform these mitzvahs. We don't know. But yet, remes yesh bedova. When you begin to think into it, you begin to feel that the shofar is saying something to us. And what do we feel? Uru yisheni mishnaschen. Awaken, you who slumber, from your slumber, from your sleep. Awake! That's the call of the shofar. You can't talk to someone who's sleeping and tell him about his duties as a Jew. He doesn't hear what you're talking about. He can't understand it. You're asleep. You're engaged in deep slumber. That's what an entire year represents when you begin to look at it properly. Mishof.
often attacking. We're religious Torah Jews. We observe Torah daily. We observe mitzvahs. And yet it's slumber. It's a matter of rote. You're accustomed to doing these things day after day, and you don't even feel what it means to daven. You don't feel what these brachas of Shmini Esrei mean. You don't feel what Pshuka de Zimre are when you sing forth the praises of Hashem Yisborach. You don't feel what are the birchas HaKrishma. What are these brachas which precede the saying of Kriya Shema? And the brachas are there in order to make us feel that now I'm going to say Kriya Shema. If we don't even feel what it's all about. And in these brachas, we speak about light, the light of the world, day, night. The day comes to remove the darkness of night. We speak about that in Birkas Krishma. And after that, there follows a broche speaking about the light of Torah. Do we ever stop to think about these things? Sometimes we become so accustomed to it that from the broches we broch. What's he doing, Davna? What are we engaged in? We don't give ourselves thought for these things. Well, isn't that slumber? Must slumber mean only when you're under the covers in bed and asleep with your eyes closed? People can be walking around with their eyes open and engaged in all their business and all their affairs, and in reality all they're doing is sleeping. So the shofar comes along and says, Uru Yesheni Mishnaschem, awaken from your sleep. V'nirdomi Mitardemaschem, that's a deeper sleep. Awaken. After you've awakened, then Chipshu B'Maaseichem, begin an investigation of what you're doing, of all your actions. Examine, what have I done through the year? What was my davening? What was my benching? What were my business dealings? Were they in accordance with Torah? Did I observe the dinim of taking only the proper amount of profit? Or did I overstep my bounds? And if I did, then I'm a gadlan. And maybe I was even a greater gadlan than that. What does the business world look like today? Und der Frumeri, noch ein Davnen. How does he act in his business? Does he remember there in the business that he davened in the morning and that he said, Baruch Ato Hashem? Does Hashem stand before him in his business dealings? He was asleep an entire year. Uru Yishin, awaken. Once you're awake, keep Shubamasif. Make a careful investigation of your actions and of your deeds. Not only in the past, but this very moment when I was awakened from sleep. How do I react? What are my actions now? Keep Shubamasif. Chizru. And go back. Go back to the source of life. Go back to where you have wandered from. Now we, my friends, are accustomed a great deal in our day to talking about the Baal Tshuva movement. And we, the observant Jews, the Shema Teitu Mitzvah, we don't have to be Baal Tshuva. We have to teach others to be Baal Tshuva. And in reality, the very term Baal Tshuva carries with it a certain stigma. He has to sit in the back. That's a terrible mistake. We are the ones who have to be Bali Tshuva. From the day that Odom Harishon hell and committed the first sin in the history of mankind, we became Chaitim. We are sinners. And all of Torah life is designated for one purpose. Come back to where you wandered from. Get back to the Madrege of a Odom Rishon Lifnei Hachet, before he committed that sin. Get back to where man stood as a creature of God, not created through natural processes which Hashem Yisborach has ordained, but created through the handiwork of Hashem Yisborach himself. How great indeed is such a man. And that's why Chazal say, for your mistakel mitzoyfo oilom vatzoyfo, Odom Arishon, Yitzir Kapok shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the handiwork of Hashem Yisborach, had the power to envelop and cover all of creation. And then he fell. He permitted himself to answer to human desires, to answer to human nature. You, Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you who stand together with him, look what you've done to yourself. Do you realize what a descent this is from the heights where you stood? And Hashem Yisborach told us then that in that moment there started the process of tshuva. And we are called upon to become Bali Tshuva. Realize that you're not the great that you think. You have fallen. You have descended. Get back to the top of the mountain. Try to stand where you once stood. And then, as history went on, we reached the stage of Matan Torah. And Hashem Yisborach, in his kindness and goodness, gathered together an entire people, Klal Yisrael, and brought them to Har Sinai. And in that moment, Chazal tell us, when Torah was given to us, Hashem Yisborach raised us to the heights where Odom stood before he fell. And again, Maaseh Yoedel, the golden calf, and we fell from the heights of Matan Torah into the depths of Chet once again. From that moment on, Klal Yisroel is engaged in an endless, endless process of seeking to return. To the extent that we realize this, we become Bali Tshuva. Then we have something to be proud of. To the extent that we do not realize this, then we talk about Ui. We're not in order. Things are not as they should be with us. We Torah Jews, our job in life is to be Baalei Tshuva. What's the word Baalei mean? Baal means master. A master over tshuva, over the return to Hashem Yisborach. And that's not an easy thing, to become a Baal over tshuva. Were we to understand and realize this, our daily lives would be quite different from what they are. And believe me, my friends, I'm not necessarily talking to you. I'm talking to myself, but I'm saying it out loud in order that you may hear what I'm telling myself. Don't for a moment think that I make the mistake of thinking that I don't need these lessons. Vayis to a mention. who thinks in such terms. And the more we arouse ourselves to realize what it's all about, the more there is hope that we'll reach the top of that mountain, the Ezer Hashem Yisborach. And Hashem Yisborach, in his kindness, sees the nature of man. He fell once. And when I brought him back and lifted him up, he fell again. And he hasn't reached the heights yet. All he's doing is he keeps falling asleep. People behind his shape. Call out through the call of the Shefer. Guru Yesheni, awaken. Realize that you're asleep. That's the first and greatest thing of Rosh Hashanah. Once you're awakened, if you realize really that you've been sleeping and that now you're no longer sleeping, so what am I to do in this new state of affairs? Keep Shubamaseichem. Make a close investigation of what your actions, what your deeds are. To what extent are they in accordance with the will of Hashem Yisborach? And to what extent are they not? During this period of year, we keep talking to Hashem Yisborach in a tefillah that was instituted long, long ago by Chazal themselves. And we speak to him in two titles, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our Sovereign. We address him in two separate terms, both at the same time, Avinu Malkeinu. Herein lies the greatness of Klal Yisroel. We feel that our connection with Hashem Yisborach goes through the feeling of fatherhood. He is my father. He overwhelms me with his love, with his devotion, and at the same time, he is my sovereign. He's not a dictator who's not interested in me but in himself. He is Malkeinu, he is my king. And Malkeinu, my king, the finest definition of that are the words of the Rambam. And who better than he understood how to define terms? Leiv Melech Hu Leiv Klal Yisrael. The heart of the Jewish king, and he's talking there about David HaMelech and such kings, not about the Rebbe Yisrael. The heart of the king in Israel is the heart of Klal Yisrael. That's not the heart of a dictator. That's not the heart of the finest sovereigns on earth. Only a Melech Yisroel has such a heart. A heart which beats to the needs, to the problems of a Klal Yisroel. Leiv Melech Hu Leiv Klal Yisroel. If this is the Melech, the human Melech, how great indeed is Malkeinu Shebashamayim, Melech Malchi Hamlochi, he who is king over all kings. How great is his interest, his love, his devotion to his people, to Klal Yisroel. Avinu refers to fatherhood, which displayed itself in giving us a Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu, the Seiros Sechon. Return us, our Father, to the Torah which you gave us. One who studies Torah becomes overwhelmed with its depth, with its lessons, and he sees in this the loving kindness of a father who says to a child, "Mein Teir Kind, ot hazeh daf a mensch leben. Zeh, wie glücklich man is. Vikorveinu malkeinu la'abud sich. And bring us nigh and near to you through your avedo, through our service of Hashem Yisborach. In following through what we study in Torah, to perform the mitzvahs that we are commanded to perform, therein lies the feeling of Malchus Hashem. He is king over me. In that manner, he controls my actions. He has given me in this Torah, which is the Torah of a father, commandments how to go through life. But once it's commanded, I'm obligated to observe the commandment. There you have a melech. There you have a king, a sovereign, David the Sichel, who demands service. But this service is not a dictatorial service. It's a service that's for our benefit. But if left to our desires, we would be lost in human temptations. So he gives a commandment. I can't leave it to you, my son. I must command you to it. And then you will see the great benefits of what Torah has in itself. When you will activate the beauty and depth of Torah teaching in a mitzvah, in an act of commandment, in performing the will of Hashem, whether I understand it or not, because mitzvahs le'oil nitnu, as Rashi says in Eilim, the mitzvahs and commandments of Hashem were given to us to be felt as a yoke upon our shoulders. They weren't given to us to say, oh, it's so wonderful to do this mitzvah, and therefore I do it because I feel it's so wonderful. Regardless of what you feel, you must do it because Hashem said it must be done. Le'oil nitnu. That's korveinu malkeinu la'abudasich. And when the Jew feels what Torah is through Av, through the fatherhood of Hashem, what mitzvahs mean through Malchus Shamayim, through the sovereignty of Hashem, then we begin to feel shiveinu avinu l'serasecho, v'korveinu malkeinu la'abudasicho, and v'hachazireinu v'sheshuva shleimo l'fanecho. When I begin to feel the love and devotion of Hashem Yisborach to me, when I begin to realize that he hasn't left it to my human temptations, but he has forced me into it out of this love, because if left to me, I would fall asleep in a deep slumber. Then I realize, how indeed did I perform these commandments? Was I continually awake? Did I feel what it was all about? When I put on my tefillin in the morning, did I feel chavosh peir? Don the beauty and the crown which only Torah and mitzvahs gives you. Did I feel that? Was I overwhelmed with this feeling? Was I overwhelmed with the pride of walking with this crown upon my head? We needn't go too far. We need all of us in that way. We do tell me to level up and feel on the field. Other than the field that was feeling ease. Do we we have a feeling in tefillin. Hashem Yisborach says, and we ask of Him, help us! Help us! Hachzireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha. Return us! Turn us back! Back to You! And we don't say that only on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is up for this one. We don't say that Birkas Shmini Rosh Hashanah. We say it every day in the year. But we say it while we're asleep. And again I tell you, I'm speaking to myself. Lost men Schaefer. Remes yesh medovo. Uru yesheni. Let remes uru yesheni. We go through that also in a deep slumber. Year after year. We know what it's all about. We're going to have a nice Malkut here. He's going to blow the Schaefer. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And then if he's a really good Malfikeh, we have something nice to talk about. He was terrific, the Malfikeh. Did we awake from the tears? Did we begin to shudder? Gewalt! Even though geschlossen in the house of Ruf haben. Did we feel that when we heard the Kol HaShofar? We didn't. We don't. That's the way we live our lives. This is the period of year when Hashem Yisborach says to us, Chapsach Hufman, wake up. Wake up. And I give you 10 days to be thinking about this. 10 days in which you keep repeating, Avinu Malkeinu. 10 days. Every day should be an act of coming closer, feeling more deeply what it's all about. And I know Rosh Hashanah, when we say Avinu Malkeinu, Meira Nerois, Sitem Deven, Sem Gedalie, Ida Sitter Akrena. And the day after Tzim Gedalia, Zok ben Avinu Malkeinu. Was ich sehe, dieses kommt zum Kippur, und dann ist Rehe in Himmel herein. Where is the in-between? Das ist das Mitschuh. Again, this is a human being. Me bloste me nähe mit den Schäfer, weckt me am Uf, und er hebt uns rein, Avinu Malkeinu. Er hat doch ein bisschen noch geschrien, zwei Tage. He's used to it already. Do you fall asleep? How small is man? Do we ever stop to think and realize this? We claim seinen Weg. In a days, in a period of year, dedicated and devoted, 10 days, to a realization of Kipshu B'Maaseichem. And we are so small that after 2 days of shouting out to Hashem Yisborach, we become used to it, accustomed to it, and it's like the davening a whole year. To was to? Was to? What are we to do to make these things actualize? And we cannot say that this is an impossibility. We know there was a Gaon, his name was Rav Yisroel Salanter, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livrocha, And we know, we who studied in Malika in the yeshivas, we know that in that little community, Salam, which was as large as a Palamoto, in that little community, during the entire month of Elul, not only Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the entire month of Elul, the storekeepers in town, the blacksmiths in town, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, everything closed. Umeleif in Besmederish, umelernd Gemore. And he who doesn't understand Gemore studies Engyankiv, studies a Parsha Chumash, and he studies a Musa Sefer. Er lernt mit Musa. Und hat sich gestern getrennt. Jeder Ried in Salam. It was a totally different community. It was a community that we spoke. Gewalt. We have to prepare for Yomim HaNeroim. We were also human beings. So what's wrong with us? Doggy of an East Bosa. Gary. Sein Warmkeit. Zu gebrennt in ihm das Feuer von Niedigkeit. His business was, he was a notary public. Hat er nicht gehabt, kein Fleisch hat ganz Woche öffnen. Hat nicht gehabt, kein Fleisch hat Schabbos. Er hat sich mit der Nefisch gewähren. Bei Yeshiva Woche, ich bekomme einen Gast in Heu. Ich bekomme dem Gast. Hat er sich angestrengt und bohrt auf diesen. Well, when you're so far removed from the luxuries of life, it's much easier to be awake. Aber in der Ess, gute Mahlzeiten, good meals, weißt du noch, an noch ein Essen, schlopft man ein. That's our life. That's what we are. Now, I don't want to advise you to live like that Jew in Meretz did, or even as a Jew in Telz did. Es Gesundheit. Of a real life. Don't permit the luxuries of life to put you to sleep. You have something to do in life. And eating, partaking of nourishment, has one purpose. To strengthen a person to be able to perform his duties as a Jew. Duties of Torah. And duties of Torah are all-encompassing. It doesn't mean merely learning in the morning before the davening, davening itself and putting on tefillin. It means the entire day, whether one is a professional, whether one is in business, whatever one is, that Torah must follow through and be recognized in the manner in which he performs his business. Mit abdorten kennen sehen, as it is I eat from Torah. In his manner of business, it should be noticeable. And we ourselves know that we are far, far removed from that. When I was in Lita, I heard a story. One of the greats of Lithuania was Reb Simcha Zisel, Ziv, in a little town called Tela. He was the grandfather, a great-grandfather of our Rabbi Dessler, of the Shizai. He's on his way now to Eretz Yisroel. Reb Simcha Zisel, Ziv, had a son, Reb Nochen Velvel Ziv. He was a businessman in Königsberg. His business was lumber. Lumber business meant that you have to be at the lumber market, at the Holzmark, where the thing is sold. Someone gives a bigger price, someone gives a lower price. That's business. Und dorten eisig mi geschäft. So Reb Simcha Zisel once visited Königsberg to see how his son lives in Elysium. His son didn't even know that he was there. And he came back home and said, "Wie seh, as it noch ein Velvo steht auf dem Holzmark mit dem Missilische Schorin in Hand." Missilische Schorin is one of the basics in the study of ethics of Musar in Yiddish Shemayim. Now, if Reb Simcha Zisel was standing in the Holzmark with that sefer in hand, so he was a very poor businessman, I must tell you. Dort haut man die sefer in hand. Dort darf man sehen wegen die Preise. So what did he mean? He meant to say, I see when he's at the lumber market, he's living and bidding for the lumber. He has passed for a heed. What's the learned Missilis Shishori? I see in all his actions, ethics, Musa. I see in his business manners, Teiras Hashem Tmimo, Mishivas Nofish. Because the Zem, as noch ein Velvul steht auf dem Markt, mit Missilis Shishori. Now they were all humans. They weren't Malachi. A Malach belongs up there, not down here. They were all humans. So a human can live as a Torah requires. It is possible so to do. And not in days gone by of the Vilner Gaon and before him, but not so long ago, just about 100 years ago, in the business world of that age, was possible. So no one can tell us that today it's impossible. Sheker Kozer. It calls merely for being awake. It calls for an interest on our part. Do we wish to live such a life? Do we feel that this is life? Or do we have other definitions for life? That's the problem. And it amounts to Shakespeare's problem. To be or not to be. That is the problem, as Macbeth said. Sein oder nicht sein. Das ist das Problem. If I live Teure, I am. If my life does not represent Teure in all facets of living, then I am not. And the result is that in Davnan I am not. In my mitzvahs I am not. In my krishma I am not. And when I say Shema Yisroel, Hashem Avekeinu, Hashem Echod, I'm thinking about my office instead of thinking about the oneness and greatness of the Almighty. That's the question. Those Jews that I mentioned in Salam, their problem in life was Hiten Dvar Hashem. Am I observing what Hashem Yisborach requires of me and requests of me? Or am I not? And when a Jew lives daily that way, he has a little handbook and he marks it down. Today I went remiss in this thing, I went remiss in that thing. And at night, before getting into bed, Ventel the Holies, he doesn't wait for a Rosh Hashanah and Aseret and Mitzvot. A Ventel the Holies, I'm the debated Shalino. It's not given me stuff to say. Help me to live better tomorrow. And I'm not telling you stories. This is the way Jews live in those days in Lithuania, in Poland, in Galicia, in Deutschland. That's the way they live. And they used to mark down, how did Monday go through? Not how did it go through in my business, said, how did it go through in heavenly business? And when you live that kind of life, so never has a person worried as to the business world that he's engaged in. He then realizes, am I the one who makes the success? Keep it shaking. Hashem Yisborach is the one that makes the success. And when you will ask, so how come there are so many who not only don't daven properly, but they don't daven at all? They're not Shemir Shabbos, the Mechalali Kol Kedesh, from Chasen and Nigoyen. How come they're successful in business? If you were to ask such questions, then maybe you would get the answer. When you begin to realize that it is Hashem Yisborach himself who determines success, then who knows why he gave this fellow success? Perhaps it was due to the fact that he did one thing in the past 10 years that Hashem Yisborach considers a mitzvah. But I don't want to see him in my presence upstairs there. So I pay him off here. And I make him a millionaire, a multi-millionaire. That's what you would want to? A Jew is one who prefers to come upstairs to see what an Olam Haba looks like. The Ribbono Shel Olam, don't pay me for it down here. There's no such thing as we succeed in business. We determine our success. The nice of Shalom soothing lay, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It's determined from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. The Yom Adin is the day when it's determined by Hashem Yisborach from his heavens. And when we Jews would realize this, we would then understand that our business is not to strive for the success. And a battle for many times. To be stopped in this man. To receive least with which a hundred is a mention. To be a victim business. Those will never be true. But realize that what you do is the amount that Hashem Yisborach demands of you to put into it. And he is the one that gives you the success. Realize this. And when you realize this, then you will strive for another success, which only you can determine, and not Hashem Yisborach. You will then strive to be successful in the business of earning Olam Haba. That's a terrific business, my friends. Oy alavai what me the students. Oy dos hagishef. This is what this period of year brings to mind, or rather, should bring to mind. And to the extent that it is brought to our minds, to the extent that we feel these things, to that extent do we hope that Hashem Yisborach will favor us with his grace. And I can't help but repeat here what I've repeated a number of times in other places. A lesson that I learned from a businessman. But a terrific lesson in Torah in Yiddish. I learned it in Mexico City. Believe it or not. You know, Rosh Yeshiva have also a business called Shnorerai. So one of the places which I used to visit was Mexico City. And we had an alumnus there, a fine young man, Reb David Markovich, the Lalangler. Come to Mexico City once, and I hear that there's a Jew who's a multi-millionaire, tremendously successful in business, a worldwide business with its center in Mexico City. The center is 2 blocks square. Made in the middle. So I said to the Dudley, you know, I'd like maybe you can get the point of this fellow. After all, I have a duty to try to do the best I can for the yeshiva. Maybe we can get an appointment with him. Well, there, the Russell, if you can, it's cool day at 3 in the ship. It's a day at 3. So we'll make an appointment for 7 o'clock in the morning. At least it's a snappish to get up 7 o'clock in the morning. And we'll dive before we go. We'll be there 7 o'clock in the morning. Made an appointment. And he gave us an appointment to come. I came in 7 o'clock in the morning, and I see that he's on the telephone. And he says to me, Rebbe, you find him. So I remained sitting, and I said to my good friend, Dovi Markovic, I'm staying till the telephone conversation is over. Not because I want money. I don't want any money now. I'm going to ask him something else. And I waited till the conversation was over, and he says to me, Rebbe, David Yeref is a salesman, my name, in Paris. So, I wasn't overwhelmed. Paris, you see, I'm the thousands of names, but that meant to the Bains in him. It's a lot further than talking to me in Paris. Bains in myself, in Paris. So, after he was finished with this declaration, so I said to him, that's a high man, Kaya. A Lodgeri, a refugee from Lodz, Poland, sagt mir, wen kommt ihr in die Chef? Sagt mir, ich bin in die Chef, 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I asked him, und sagt mir, wen geht ihr in die Chef? Sagt mir, 11 o'clock in the morning. So I said, I have a question for you. I was shown there is a neighborhood in New Mexico City of the rich. It's called Palenque. And this Jew, Reb Dovi, pointed out to me his home in Palenque. It wasn't a home, not a rich home, a palace. Armoin Melochim, mamash. Maybe Buckingham Palace can compare to it. So I said to him, So he says to me, that is what you mean now. You might for me, brother, that's for my mom. And then he adds, Ihr sollt wissen sein, Rebbe, oi me will matzliach sein in Geschäft, braucht man liegen in Geschäft. If you want to be successful in business, you have to be laying in the business, liegen in Geschäft, totally involved in the business, from early morning to late at night. Say, Rebbe. A multimillionaire. So I said to David Markovic, you can go now. I got the biggest lesson. This will be a lesson for a lifetime. There we are guilt when I get my million, you spent a sach mehr. And from that day on, I keep talking about this lesson. We recite a broche every morning. You have sanctified us with your great mitzvahs. And among them is this mitzvah of La'asoik b'divrei seiro. The broch is not lilmoi divrei seiro, to study divrei seiro, but La'asoik b'divrei seiro. Studying Torah should become an ethic, a geschäft, so das badir werden. In un eid me vil matzliach sein in geschäft, braucht man doch liegen in Geschäft. How can we succeed in this Eishek of Torah and of Mitzvahs? Just with putting on the tefillin and not even realizing that there were tefillin. But that liegen in Geschäft. Totally awake. Totally aware of what I'm doing, of what I'm involved in. And then is me matzliach. Then I am successful in my business. And my business is to work out for myself an olam habo, That is not given by Hashem Yisborach unless we work it out. We have to be worthy of it. We have to earn it. Dorten darf ich sing toll. But it has to be basic. Will me maskria sein in Geschäft, braucht man liegen in Geschäft. That Geschäftsmann, little did he know how rich he made me with the lesson that he taught me. It's a terrific lesson. And this is the lesson in which we should be involved an entire year. But since we are not, so Uru Yesheni Mishnasme, Yimirdomi Vokichu, Yimirdomi Mikaldemasme, Yimirdomi Mikaldemasme. Let's begin to think and worry about our business. And the Rebbe Yisroelim has been so kind to us that once a year throughout a period of 10 days, he recognizes the fact, I'm eliminating the chef. And he reminds us, wake up! Get out of the slumber! Begin to think. Begin to think. You have to make a success out of your business of Torah and mitzvah. Rabbi, if we will so act, if we will so think, there can be no question that Hashem Yisborach in His kindness will grant us that which we need, and only He can determine what we need. If we should have to rely on ourselves in trying to determine what we need, only He will then see what we think are our human needs. We don't know of any needs. Not only do we not realize what are spiritual needs, all human needs are unknown to us. We're lost in slumber, lost in sleep. But if we will react during this period of year as we should, there is no question that Hashem Yisborach will, in His kindness and mercy, react to us, not as He should, but as He is waiting anxiously. Gewalt, mein Kind, ich will dir doch weisen mein Sichtkeit. He's waiting for it. And it will then result in Mechilo, Slicho, Yichatoro, followed by a Yomt of Sukkis, May Adim Lesimche. May the Almighty grant us the schus to be zeche to these wonderful things.